Hello, Gary. This
yes.
is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for calling.
Are you freezing?
No, we're used to this. It was worse about a week ago.
Yeah, I guess it's better now. Everything's relative.
Well, let's see. You're out in California. I guess it can't be too bad there, right?
We're freezing.
Are you really?
We're freezing.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
But it's not anything like yours.
No, I didn't think so. Well, Barbara, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I was hoping to get a chance to talk to you because you're going to be here pretty soon. It's going to be really cold for you.
I will. Do you think it'll still be cold? Huh?
It's Ohio. It'll be cold.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about the show that you're in, Love Letters?
Love Letters is exactly what the title says. It's letters written by two people, and it starts when they're very, very young all through their life.
And
I read my letters.
Uh-huh.
Hal will read his letters. There is no set. It's a reading of these letters, but they are wonderful. They're just wonderful.
And how long have you been with Hal doing this?
Oh, we've on and off about 10, 12 years.
Well, how about that? It seems like a perfect thing on stage. I can't wait, and I'm sure folks in Canton are going to love it. Can I take you back a few years prior to that? Because everybody wants to know about Barbara Eden and I Dream of Jeannie. You know, we can't ever leave that character. I don't think you'll ever be able to get beyond I Dream of Jeannie, can you? We
oh,
always
like
come back
her.
To that.
I like her. She's easy to live with.
Was it as good on set or maybe behind the scenes as it was or it seemed to be for everybody on the show?
I think so. You know, when you're working, you're not partying at all between times. But we did socialize the cast, and then we had a good time. But when you're working, you don't really, the important stuff is done in front of the camera. And then you're usually studying what you're going to do next in between shots.
And of course, it always comes back to the belly button, right? I mean, why was that? I guess it was such a different time, right?
Oh, I guess so. It was kind of silly. Even then, it was silly because people were wearing hip huggers and bikinis out on the beach, you know. But NBC suddenly became, after we were in the middle, I think, of the, or almost the end of the first year, when there was a wonderful writer from The Hollywood Reporter who used to come down on the set and he'd poke me in the tummy and say, I don't believe you have one. Because I didn't have hip huggers, just a regular thing. And I said, well, indeed I do. And he said, well, you never show it. I said, well, I do. I lift my arms up and it peeks out, you know, like that. So we had a little ping pong game going back and forth about this. Stringers across the country started picking it up and talking about it. And so then George Slaughter, who was producing Laugh-In at the time, wanted to premiere my navel on Laugh-In.
Oh, my.
Yeah, huh? And then NBC went, eek! You know, they picked up their skirts and ran. They decided, oh, my goodness, she has one. No, 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 can't show it. And they became quite strict about many, many things on the show. The smoke couldn't be in Larry's bedroom. They put a lining in my trousers, which was never there before. It didn't matter.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I didn't care. We did three shows in Hawaii, and one of them was with Don Ho, who was, I don't know if you know, he was a beautiful singer.
Well, and at the time, he was the most popular Hawaiian probably in the world.
That's right. And he was appearing in Vegas, headlining in Vegas. And so we were on the beach doing our little scene, and all the girls around me had bikinis on, and they looked so cute, and I had a one-piece tank suit. You know, covering up the belly button. I'll tell you what I told. I was given a very nice award in New York last year by the broadcasters. And in my acceptance speech, they wanted me to say a little bit about myself. And I said, well, you know, all the films I did at MGM and Fox and blah, blah, blah. You know, I was sung, rescued, and kissed. That was it.
Hmm.
And no one knew who Barbara Eden was. Until I did I Dream of Jeannie, and they discovered I had a belly button, you know.
Right, and then you became a household name, and America fell in love with Barbara Eden. Isn't that interesting?
You know, other people, I said other women, been known for body parts, but they're much more glamorous. Mm. I'm very happy he discovered my belly button.
You've been performing ever since. I mean, have you ever stopped? Have you ever taken time out of your
God,
career?
I hope not. I try not.
All right. Well, you've got, of course, Love Letters coming up at the Camden Palace Theater in a week or so, and we'll see you on that. Looking so forward to having that time with you. Barbara, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.